Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, January the 4th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Josh Williams, normally on Friday, he's going to go Monday. He's still gathering national championship data. I want to give you the latest of what Vegas thinks and some of the prop bets for the Clemson and Alabama game, the tilt of the Titans out in Santa Clara, California. He's going to go on Monday. John Stillwell will join us at 8:05 this morning. Tomorrow's a big day for outdoorsmen and women. It's a take a youth on a deer hunt day. We'll tell you about all the details of that. And it's finally going to be some decent weather. We're going to stop raining for the – I can stop building the ark around here. So that's good. And normally at 7:45, we have Scott Reimer. Scott is traveling. I think Scott's somewhere in like New Jersey right now or something. So we'll get with him. Maybe Philadelphia. We'll get with him and tell you a little bit about the Tiger pregame show coming up on Monday. And the road to Santa Clara actually begins the Tiger pregame show from Santa Clara. So he'll go at 8:40 this morning because he lands about 8 o'clock. So normally it's 7:45. We'll get him time to get landed and get his baggage and all that kind of stuff and move on. Anyway, or else just transfer flights. We'll get to that a little bit later on today. Good news. Today, I think I'm right by saying this. Today, the last day of rain, at least for a week, the next Saturday, and maybe longer than that. Well, we need to let this rain let up. It's going to rain today. For the folks headed out to Santa Clara, California, the latest now is showers on Monday in the light rain, in the steady light rain in the morning, showers continuing in the afternoon, but hadn't done the hour by hour yet. The night forecast there, and the game starts at 5 their time, cloudy. So I'm thinking that the rain will be maybe showers during tailgating time for the national championship, but during the game itself, we might not see precipitation. High of 60, low of 52, so comfortable temperatures out in Santa Clara. Is it too early to do hourly? It's still a little bit too early to talk about game stuff, but let me see if it's too early to do hourly stuff here. Saturday, Sunday. No, still on Saturday. Too early too early to do that. Yeah, so keep an eye on that one coming up. So still a little bit, issue. Who knows what's going to come out of all that fog and all that kind of stuff. But the NCAA upheld their suspensions of the three Clemson players. And we know Alabama has three players missing as well, both including one interior lineman starter. We can talk a little bit about that. We have more of the junior news. The one, this affects Clemson for the NFL draft. Travion Williams, running back at Texas A&M, who ran all over NC State in the Gator Bowl. He's not coming back. So that is one now not available that Clemson will see next year. That's big news. The tight end is gone. The punter's gone. And now the running back is gone. The punter's a senior anyway, I think. Clemson leaves for Santa Clara today. Actually, San Jose Airport today. They'll be leaving if fans want to go over and gather, they're leaving their football facility back there. They're asking fans, about 12:45 is when they take off. So brave the rain a little bit, see the Tigers off. One of the coolest things we've seen now when they send the Tigers off these national championship games are people hanging over the overpasses on I-85 going to the GSP. So that's pretty cool. 12:45 is when that happens. Speaking of Alabama, yet another Alabama assistant coach leaving. I get Mike Locksley leaving take the head coaching job at Maryland. How about Brent Key, offensive line coach, leaving to go to Georgia Tech? Man, you leave Alabama for Georgia Tech? Anyway, he played there, so he's going home. Mama called, as far as that goes. NFL playoffs, we'll get into the NFL playoffs a little bit today. I don't know anything about the NFL playoffs. I do, but not a whole lot. I'm gonna yield to Zach on that one and get Zach's feelings about that a little bit. Since it's Friday, we'll get Zach's biggie thoughts of the game. College basketball last night, Michigan stays undefeated. Second-ranked Wolverines, 14-0. Michigan's a basketball school now. They beat Penn State 68-55. The Nittany Lions fell to 7-7 and 0-3 in the league. They've already played three Big Ten games apiece for those two squads. 16th-ranked NC State went to Miami and won 87-82. 21st-ranked Indiana over Illinois 73-65. That's the third game apiece for those folks. Wisconsin upset last night. Minnesota beat 22nd-ranked Wisconsin 59-52. And Purdue down 25th-ranked Iowa, 86-70. A lot of depth in the Big Ten this year. Miami NC State game was the only ACC game last night, and no SEC games from last night. In case you didn't see it, and I didn't, the Under Armour All-American game was last night. I'm going to try to watch it. I taped it. I'm trying to watch it today. And we know now that we have Jerrion Ealy, the Clemson target, was the MVP of the game. Ealy rushed for, had 19 carries for 116 yards and two touchdowns last night. And looked, from what I understand, looked like the best player on the field, according to some folks. So Clemson brings him in on January the 11th and 12th weekend. So we'll see. And he's still got Major League Baseball. He's still committed to Ole Miss. And you still have Major League Baseball to consider there. But interesting that maybe the best player on the field last night will be here coming up next weekend. PGA Tour got underway yesterday out in Hawaii. I tell you, I didn't watch a whole lot last night, but saw a few things. Interesting to see guys putting with the flagstick in. That's kind of interesting. Kevin Tway, one-shot lead, 7-under par out in the Century of Champions tournament out at Kapalua. And, this is a Times for tomorrow. Colts-Titans tomorrow. That's 4:35. Wild card in the AFC. Houston is a 1.5-point favorite. And Cowboys hosting the Seahawks tomorrow night in Jerry's World, most impressive stadium I've been in. Cowboys a 2-point favorite against the Seahawks, 8:15. The first game is on ESPN ABC. Second game on Fox. Sunday's game, early game, 1:05. Chargers at Ravens. Chargers a 2.5-point favorite on Fox at 1:05. 4:40 on NBC. Eagles at the Bears. And the Bears are a 6-point favorite there. I have a very interesting quote from Brad Edwards about the national championship game. We're going to go over Clemson and Alabama team stats, individual stats today. Talk a little bit about the Clemson-Alabama rivalry. Talk a little bit about the turnover at Alabama, how they keep doing it. I tell you what's very interesting to me is Tim Worley penned, former Georgia running back, not Carolina Flooring Specialist, former Georgia running back, penned a very interesting letter to his to the Players University of Georgia. We'll talk about that a little bit. As you can tell, a very busy show today. But the most important part, besides segment two, is introducing the guy that runs the ship over there, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 in the Twitter world, maybe again. But number one in your heart, the guy that probably would have won the Titan show watch last night on NBC with Dwayne Johnson, Zach Oar. Yeah, boy.
Morning, Mickey. How you doing?
Good. Did you see this new show on NBC last night?
I've seen previews for it, but I have not watched it.
Not as good as I thought. Guys are in unbelievable shape, though, but not as good as I thought.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Doing very well. How about yourself?
Great, great, great. Better than great. Gooder than good. Better than better. Greater than great. What's on tap for segment two, first and foremost?
NFL playoff talk, of course.
Good, because I don't know it. You know, I don't know anything about it.
Well, we're going to get everybody informed on it. We got four games this weekend. Very much looking forward to it. Very excited about it.
Tell me this. What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, you know, we had a little show in the morning. That 6 to 9 slot was pretty busy. After that, it was some stuff around the house. Made some dinner in the crock pot for the lady friend and... And then came back here and did women's basketball last night.
Tell you, man, you are a catch.
What?
To be able to take care of Kristen that way? Does she know how lucky she is?
You know what? I hope she does.
You're a catch, buddy.
I hope she does.
You.
I know it.
Now, this weekend, you have men's basketball. You're off tonight.
Yeah, there's no basketball tonight.
All right, so foot rubs and massages for Michelle tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, for Kristen tonight, not Michelle. Kristen
who is
tonight.
Michelle?
I don't know. I have no idea who Michelle is. For Kristen tonight. And Duke basketball, Clemson Duke basketball tomorrow night.
The Dukies tomorrow night.
8 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. And women's basketball Sunday.
Correct.
And the national championship on Monday. You got a busy 3 or 4 days here.
You know what? It'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah. Getting the old grill fired up out here.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to be here more than home, but I'll be very excited to do so.
That's okay. That's quite all right.
What'd you get into after the show yesterday?
All right, let me see.
Tell me everything. Spare no detail for the people at home.
Let me see. Hung around here a long time. Did some work around here in prep for the trip and in prep for today's show and in prep for Monday's show and looked at a bunch of stuff. So hung around here for a while. Went home, took care of some chores around the house. My wife gave me my to-do list. I took care of it, knocked it on out. Considering you're 33 and a half weeks pregnant, I do this kind of thing. I'll do it anyway because I'm a great guy, too. I'm a giver, too. Then, nice long lunch yesterday.
How big is he?
He's a big boy. But I don't know how big he is.
You don't know what the size of he is?
Nah, he's like the size of a baby now. You know, like start out the size of a strawberry or whatever, yeah. And then you get to be a grape and strawberry, then apple. Then, nah, he's the size of a baby.
Eventually, the comparisons end.
Yeah, it's like
he's a baby.
It's like on the key, 1 mile equals 1 mile.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to equal baby here pretty soon.
There you go.
So that, and then last night, my wife and I we took one of our friends had a skiing accident.
Oh,
in Vermont, and broke his femur and his hip. Femur couple places in his hip.
Ooh,
rod in his leg, no cast because where it is, can't move. Like lays in bed. So we bought their family food last night. That was
dang.
Nice.
Dang.
And then...
Was it the first run, or did he get a couple runs?
Nah, I'm sure. I hope he got a couple in there. Terrible was the very first one. Came home, played some cards with my beautiful wife. I had a friend over last night for a spirit.
I appreciate the call.
Just one. And then watched a little bit. You know what I hadn't done yet?
What's that?
I've not watched the Clemson-Notre Dame game until this morning. I'm going to watch it after the show. I've not watched the replay of it yet. What am I going to notice on the replay? Oh, yeah, you're working.
I mean, I have it on above me. I don't have the audio on, of course.
Yeah.
But you let me know what you find interesting about that broadcast.
I'll let you know. I think Sean McDonough and Todd Blackledge is Blackledge. No, Blackledge did the. Yeah, Blackledge.
Is it Blackledge?
Hold on a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do that. Hey, we'll do Biggie today, by the way. Look at
Biggie,
that.
Little Friday Biggie. Very excited.
Yeah. And then I want to know, we had yesterday Milton call in and about his son. And remember this about his son. He's...
Oh, this guy that drove everywhere.
Well, he drove from here to Dallas and back. He's a young guy, right?
Yes.
Drove from here to Dallas and back. And then... To go to the national championship game, he drove from here to Atlanta. Atlanta to, I don't know, New York, first leg of the flight. Then to Vegas. Vegas, 8.5 hour drive up to Santa Clara. 8.5 hour drive back, long layovers, whatever. All together, we figured it out yesterday. You know, it's 26 hours back from here to Dallas and back. 13 hours apiece back. And then with the layovers, the driving to Atlanta, you know, it's 10 hours of driving. That's 20 hours of driving. 10, two to Atlanta, eight from, eight and a half, whatever, from Vegas to there. That's 10 and a half, maybe 21, whatever. With the layovers and everything, having to get to the airport early with all the flight, we figure 62 hours of traveling to see Clemson play two football games. I want to know similar stories. My neighbors, I don't know if I told you this on the air or not, my neighbors are going to L.A., renting a truck and camping in it. They have the camping gear and all they're taking with them, I guess.
Pacific Coast Highway.
Right. Which is pretty cool.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah. And so they're taking the time to go up there.
Is this your first time in California?
Yes. That's yeah. Cool. I'm planning to sit down. I want to go to Sacramento, sit down with Jerry Brown and kind of discuss the politics a little bit and straighten them out a little bit. Mm-hmm. They'll bring me in and consult me a little later on some stuff.
Sure.
I know folks that are going to Reno. I know folks are going to Sacramento. I know folks are going to San Francisco. Originally, now, when you book your flight to San Francisco, you think, hey, we'll fly straight into San Francisco. Yeah, it's like an hour and a half drive from the airport with traffic and all out to the stadium. That's crazy, isn't it? It's the San Francisco 49ers.
But they play in Santa Clara.
Right, which is basically San Jose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of sands out there. We were going to say it's Santa Cruz, but we're not. But we were going to say it's Santa Cruz. I don't know where all these are.
Where are you staying now?
In San Jose.
You are staying in San Jose.
Yeah, which is very, very, very convenient. So, like Clemson today will fly into San Jose. The airport of San Jose is like 5 miles from the stadium. But they call them the San Francisco
49ers. It's like the New York Giants play in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
How far East Rutherford to Manhattan Island?
To Manhattan.
How far up to like to the Bronx?
Not far.
All right.
It's not that far.
But like the Dallas Cowboys play in Arlington, and I'm telling you, that's 30 minutes. 35, 40 minutes from Dallas to Arlington. These big cities, man, are so spread out nowadays. I don't like that at all. Anyway.
I'm excited to hear about that. I would love to hear from people that have been before.
I want to know
the area.
Yeah.
California used to be a destination.
Well, it's so stinking expensive.
It's expensive. There's taxes, been a lot of the political stuff. There's been all the, you know, we mentioned some other crap yesterday. We're not going to get into that. But it used to be like a destination to get to that coast, to put your feet in the Pacific Ocean, just to be there.
Yeah. I want to go to Pebble Beach. Mm-hmm. My sister and niece, played in the U.S. Junior at Pebble Beach this year. And
your niece has been to California before you have?
Oh, yeah. And they're there now. They're there for a week now.
Wow.
And they like part of it. They like the homeless situation in San Francisco. Said it's a dirty, dirty, you know, parts of it is dirty, 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 like the worst you've ever seen. Anyway, I want to know if somebody's driving out there.
That's a lot.
Now, Brownie, my friend Brownie, works in the city here. Him and his guys drove the
yeah, we got a call from him yesterday.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. But they have to drive it. I don't know anybody driving it. And how long that is.
I tell you, the boys are excited. They get paid by the mile. Very, very
it's volunteer. That's the thing is, it's a whole volunteer deal.
They
get paid
probably looped up through North Dakota, South Dakota.
No.
They saw Mount Rushmore, swung on down the Grand Canyon, and all the way back up.
People think you're serious about a lot of stuff. I hope they get your satire. I hope they get that you're only kidding around.
You know what?
I hope they do. I don't know.
That's all right.
Hope Grand Neff gets it at least.
Hey, hot seat, damn right, Dakota.
No.
That much has been made clear.
He never called in yesterday and said, Mickey, brilliant idea, did he?
Listen, I wouldn't call a show that continually bashed me anyway. I
never
bashed
him not once on the show. I expect a phone call, like, off the air. Except, I can't say it's on the air, but, like, boy, what a brilliant pain, Mickey. You're really smart.
Wow,
I didn't get that.
Mickey.
Boy, oh,
let me
boy.
Pump your tires a little bit, bud. You did a great job.
You did
there.
A great job with all that.
Hey, Graham would have called.
Did she?
Graham would have called.
Oh, no. I thought you said Gramlich. No. All right, we're going to take a break. I can't wait. NFL playoffs, I'll be honest with you. I don't know who to pick. All these games are close to me. Maybe the Eagles and the Bears, but the Eagles have a little magic with Foles in the playoffs.
A little magic.
And the Bears don't have a whole lot of offense. I'll be honest with you. I don't know who's going to win these four games. You're going to tell me when we come back.
Absolutely. Let's talk about it.
All right. Looking forward to that. CanteyCanFixIt.com, CanteyCanFixIt.com. CanteyCanFixIt.com. They have the quality products, the proven services, the professional experience to permanently repair any foundation problem you might have. Get a free quote today. Call Canty. Let them come by, look at you. I don't want any moisture underneath your homes. We got so much moisture everywhere. Let them dry up your crawl spaces. No mold, no mildew. Check that out. It's our wonderful friends at Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. A break. We'll come back. Segment two is Zach Gore right after this.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop our end of the year sale. From now until January 5th, save an additional percentage off our already low prices and you still get your box spring free. And that's not all. For a limited time, if you purchase a premium queen or full-size mattress, you qualify to get an adjustable base for free. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. The end of the year sale at Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with four on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, director of Clemson Downs. The Clemson Tigers are on their way to win another national championship. We join Tiger fans nationwide in congratulating Coach Deba Sweeney and his team on another stellar season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We would be delighted to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. What another great year for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked in for the main. He asked the man for what he could spare.
Hey, our friends at Granger Nissan, got to take my inventory here because it's all about inventory. And Granger Nissan wants you to stop by. It's going to stop raining tomorrow. We're not going to have any more rain. And right now they have 465 vehicles they want you to come see. They don't want you to see all 465. But go on. Check out the Altima. Check out the awesome-looking Rogues. Check out the Kicks and the Maximas, the Pathfinders, Titans. The Frontiers, those Muranos are so popular.
Boy, Nissan's got some great looking cars. Got a lot of variety in their cars, trucks, SUVs. Go by and see them. They're located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, 324-0650. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. And I just want to tell you this, shop by payment, because there's really no sense in even thinking about a car if you can't afford it. So see what the payments can afford you. Put your payment plan in there and see if they can help you out with their financial release. It's Granger Nissan, proud partners of Clemson Tigers, Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, a little NFL talk on the docket here this morning. We are going into the NFL postseason, the 2018-19 postseason. We'll have two Saturday games and two Sunday games. Of course, we have two teams with a bye in the first weekend of the NFL playoffs. Division winners play wild card teams. It's a whole thing. It's a nice little system. I've enjoyed watching it over the years, and I hope you will too. Four different games on four different networks. Plyler spreading the love, if you will. ABC and ESPN will host the Indianapolis at Houston game. That's at 4:35 on Saturday. Fox will host Seattle at Dallas at 8:15 Saturday night. CBS will have Los Angeles at Baltimore at 1:05 on Sunday. And Philly at Chicago will be broadcasted on NBC at 4:40. That's a peculiar time, so keep that in mind as you go.
Do you do the same thing in college, and probably doing college, like it was not 12:30 or 12 o'clock, 3:30, 7:30, 7:45, 8 o'clock, you don't watch
it? If this was a regular season game, yeah, I would be all about that.
Right.
But these are, you know, 1:05 is a regular time, 8:15 is a regular time, 4:35 is ish, but 4:40 is just weird. I don't understand that.
I got to see all the post games and all that kind of
stuff. Whatever it is. Let's, of course, start with Clemson West, if you will, Indianapolis at Houston. Houston is a 1.5-point favorite right now. Over-under is set for 48 points. Deshaun Watson comes into this game with 4,100 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions on the year, and he's going up against a resurgent Andrew Luck. I don't know how much you've watched of the Indianapolis Colts this year. I know you like to root for anything and everything against William Quackenbush and all of his teams.
That's not true.
William Quackenbush's Andrew Luck had 39 touchdowns and 15 interceptions this year to go with 4,500 yards through the year. It's been a wonderful bounce-back season for a guy that we didn't know if he was even going to play again in his career with all the shoulder problems he had had. I don't know how many Texans games you watched this year. Deshaun and the Texans got off to a rough start to the season based largely on the fact that their offensive line couldn't block anything, and their defense was not as formidable as they wanted it to be early in the season. They lost to the Giants, for goodness sake. That's a terrible team this year. DeAndre Hopkins has 115 receptions this year, Mickey. Zero drops on the season. Caught 115 balls, did not have a single drop. That's unbelievable. Truly the best wide receiver in the game this year, and it will be fun to watch him go up against the Indianapolis Colts defense. You have any thoughts on this Houston and Indianapolis game that kicks at 4:35 on ESPN or ABC on Saturday?
Several. First, you mentioned the bad start by the Texans. They were 0-3.
Yeah.
They've won 11 over the last 13. How about the Colts were 1-5 at
and
one
here
point.
They are at 10-6.
They've won 9 of the last 10.
Mm.
It's that kind of momentum. And then with the running back situation in Kansas City and the Patriots not really being the Patriots this year, that lead me to say, by the way, Chargers looking good against the Chiefs and the Ravens looking different under Lamar Jackson a little bit in their defense, that you'd say, I think this AFC's wide open. Crazy to think that a road team and a wild card could do major damage, but I think both the Colts and the Chargers in the AFC. Am I crazy for thinking that? I'm not going to count those two out. Look at what those two did coming down the stretch. They're playing as good as football as anybody in the conference right now, right?
Absolutely, and you'd be foolish to count the Colts out. A quarterback in the playoffs is just so valuable, and a guy that's been there before, and Andrew Luck has been there, and he has this momentum, as you just talked about. They started at 1-5, you said?
Yes.
That's absurd. To make the playoffs at that rate, it's absurd. They are not favored in this game, and you would expect Houston to give them all they can and more at home, but the AFC, as you mentioned, is wide open outside of probably Kansas City. To be completely honest with you, Kansas City is.
Well, you say that, but, you know, with their running back deal now and their defense.
They still have Pat Mahomes back there slinging the football.
But he's going to have to. Their defense is, now they're a little better at home, but their defense has just been not championship caliber.
You're not buying New England going through Foxborough again, huh?
Well, they're only going to play one game in Foxborough, correct?
Sure.
Well, unless the Chiefs lose, yeah. So that could happen. I don't know, man. I see this as pretty doggone wide open. And you talk a little bit about the resiliency of the Colts and Titans. You can say that, right? If you're 0-3 and you make the playoffs, if you're 1-5 and you make the playoffs, that's a little bit of resiliency, correct?
Absolutely it is.
But doesn't it start with the two quarterbacks? How about these guys and the major injuries both these guys have had in the last 5 years or 6 years? 5 years. How about what those two guys have gone through to come back from devastating type injuries and to make turn their careers around? I mean, look at what everybody talks about Deshaun Watson, rightfully so. First ever 4,000 passing, 500 rushing, and 20 touchdowns passing, something, 5 touchdowns rushing, something like, the only player in NFL history to do that.
Yep.
But look at Andrew Luck. He threw for 4,500 yards this year and 39 touchdowns. His career was over. They called him arm punt guy. Said he couldn't throw it past the line of scrimmage.
He couldn't throw a forward pass for like 18 months.
Remember, he used the college ball or something coming back from it because of his arm.
He can grip it, yep.
And now the guy's back.
And now he's back.
So, you know, we'll see. With all that said, neither team runs the ball all that well, right? Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say, of course. Neither team has a 1,000-yard back this year. Miller and Mack, respectively, for Indianapolis and Houston. Lamar Miller's got 973 yards compared to Mack's 908. They don't run the ball particularly well. Watson was the leading rusher in the last couple of games for Houston, which is a recipe for success and also flirting with disaster in the NFL.
I'm going to go with the Texans at home.
You're going with the Texans at home. I love it. Seattle and Dallas is the other Saturday game at 8:15, as we mentioned on Fox. Dallas is a 2-point favorite at home in Jerry's World. You were just there. I know you spoke very highly of the place. You should be very excited about your Dallas Cowboys and their potential home victory against the Seattle Seahawks this weekend.
What Dallas team shows up? Not my Dallas Cowboys. What Dallas team shows up? The one we saw lose 23-0 to the Colts? Or the one that won 6 of the last 7 once they figured their stuff out? Once Amari Cooper came over and once the Dak Prescott became, or Zeke Elliott got back in a flow again a little bit. I mean, what one shows up? I mean, for that matter, really, which Seahawk team shows up?
Ezekiel Elliott with 1,434 yards on the season, only 6 rushing touchdowns this year. The NFL's rushing leader in yardage.
Right. Both these have won 6 of their last 7. Interesting. I always thought Dak reminded me of Russell Wilson a little bit anyway. So, 2 pretty similar quarterbacks. Is that fair?
Their numbers are pretty similar. 3,800 yards for Dak, 3,400 for Russell. But Russell has 35 touchdowns compared to Dak's 22. And he's thrown one less interception, 7-8 to Dak Prescott.
Russell, 35 touchdowns, 7 picks. What's Dak's numbers, touchdown, interception?
22-8.
Yeah. You really got to give Russell Wilson a lot of credit for having a really good year. And there's a lot of people who thought the Seahawks were done. Remember that? They kind of written the Seahawks off about the secondary had fallen apart and that Legion of Doom, and yep. they traded off, and people kind of wrote them off.
It's certainly a surprise to see him at 10-6 and being here in the playoffs again.
Yeah. I give Pete Carroll's staff a lot of credit for that, though, because they're not the most talented team. They're nowhere near as talented as they were.
Do we perhaps see a memory of old, if you recall, up there in Seattle? This is the matchup that gave us the famous Tony Romo botched field goal.
Oh, no. No, that won't happen. I'm going to go, how about them Cowboys?
How about them boys at home? You got the Texans and the Cowboys staying in the state of Texas. Love it. Need something?
I asked a guy, I sat beside the guy from ESPN Dallas, and I asked him, is there any kind of Texans Cowboys rivalry? Because he used to work at a Houston station, now works at a Dallas station. He goes, nah, because they only play each other every 4 years, I think he said.
Yep, every 4 years in the NFL.
So not much of a rivalry there. Anyway.
We don't call 911.
Chargers, Ravens.
Los Angeles at Baltimore.
Well, you gotta say Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes, the LAC.
San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland.
I always call them San Diego. I can't help it.
Because they're the Chargers, they're San Diego.
I know, it's San Diego. I was having a conversation with Deptula out here the other day. and we just kept saying San Diego, and we never even realized it until the conversation was over. The Baltimore Ravens are a 2.5-point favorite at home this weekend, which is frankly a little bit surprising. They've been playing well of late. Inserting Lamar Jackson into the lineup has kind of jump-started that offense and probably saved John Harbaugh's job there in Baltimore. They spread the ball around. They use all their different weapons or try to be weapons on offense there. And Lamar Jackson has done what he's done in college. He's been deadly with his feet. He's been absolutely lethal outside the pocket. He's been able to extend plays in a manner that Joe Flacco could not. And for that reason, it pushed them into the playoffs and having a home game in the playoffs as a division winner. Los Angeles, the better overall record at 12-4 visiting, which is a little surprised that they're a 2.5-point underdog. Phillip Rivers had another monster year with over 4,000 yards passing, 32 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Gordon coming back off the injury, still managed to put up 885 yards rushing this season. And then, of course, Keenan Allen is opposite Mike Williams over there in Los Angeles, the City of Angels. He had 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns through the air on 97 receptions this season. This looks like a fun one. It has the potential to be a fun one. If the Los Angeles Chargers offense travels with them, it could be a long night for Lamar and that Baltimore O to try to answer shot for shot.
These two teams played each other 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And the Ravens won in L.A.
They did.
22-10. That scare you?
Does it scare me?
I'm picking the Chargers. Should I be scared of that happened 2 weeks ago?
No, I think the Chargers is probably the pick there, isn't it?
I don't know. They just played 2 weeks ago, and the Ravens punked them.
You know what you're going to expect then.
Maybe it's a bad matchup for them.
Maybe it's a bad matchup. The Baltimore Ravens defense is set on forcing you underneath. They are not going to give up deep ball throws. And a lot of that, or Philadelphia, a lot of that Los Angeles offense is based around pushing the ball deep down the field with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, who has emerged as a go-to guy out there in Los Angeles. It could be a bad matchup, but it should be one interesting to see. You have Los Angeles in this game, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers.
So you're saying the state of Texas, you're going to California. I'm sensing a bit of a trend here. All the places that Clemson has played this postseason.
No.
Philly at Chicago will be our final game of the weekend. That's, of course, at 4:40 on NBC. The Chicago Bears at home in Soldier Field in January. That's a tough matchup for Philly to go out there. Nick Foles, magic or not, it's got to be daunting. And you're a 6-point underdog if you're Philadelphia going on the road to Chicago, where Mitch Trubisky has that team clicking on offense. 3,200 yards in the year, 24 touchdowns compared to 12 interceptions. Jordan Howard has had a nice season, 935 yards for 9 scores. Can you get past that defense with just Zach Ertz and Nick Foles? Darren Sproles, the ageless wonder. Alshon Jeffrey going back to Chicago, the place he played. Can you get past it if you're Philadelphia?
I don't think so. Trubisky had a much better year than anybody thought. With that said, I don't trust him, but I trust the Bears' defense. And I think Mac makes plays, and Mac gets all over Foles. And something was missing. I think there was a hangover for the Eagles this year, and then the injury. Remember, Foles had the great end last year. Unless Ertz has this like unbelievable epic game. I think that's the only advantage. He is. I don't see it happening. I think the Bears, one interesting point, that weather will not be a factor in any of the four games. And normally in January, you know, if you go to Chicago, it might be a factor. It's not a factor. 46 degrees, no precipitation, maybe some wind, maybe Windy City. I don't know that. But so far, it's not going to be one of those typical Chicago January days.
Sure.
Same thing with Baltimore. The Chargers are going to the Ravens. You're thinking, man, sunny Southern California going up to Baltimore. You could have some weather, 54 degrees with no precipitation. So weather won't be a factor at any game this weekend. I'm going with the Bears. And this one has a chance to be not to be close.
Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Chicago. You heard it here, folks.
You?
Folks.
Hey, who you got?
I am going to go Houston. I'm going to go Seattle. I'm going to go Los Angeles. And I'm going to go Chicago.
All right. So Seattle's the only thing we disagree on.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
When's the last time the Cowboys won a playoff game?
Kelly Gramlich was but a wee lad.
Really?
Yeah.
Crumb cruncher.
Yeah. Now, didn't they win one? I thought they won one a couple years ago. They broke a very long streak dating back to Aikman, I think.
You might. I think they might have won one. Why you looked that up?
Yep.
I'm going to tell the folks about Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. In the next few days, many of you will start getting tax information in the mail. You'll look in and you'll get your all your tax information, and then you're going to call. Actually, don't wait. Call now and set your appointment up. And I told you about the advances. I'll tell you about when you can start getting those and when you can, how much the maximum is, man. It's a great deal. They've upped it this year, which is great. You know, I say this, get in earlier now because of tax identity for identity fraud. The IRS is being extremely careful with returns now because some idiots try to fraud the government out of their tax returns and identity fraud type stuff there to get that money. That's crazy. So be careful or they'll be careful. That means they're going to delay a little bit. Get in touch with them. It's the Patterson Tax Service. Start the process with them today. Go ahead and get your appointment today, and that way you get your refund back faster, including the advance. 859-8289. Anywhere you can hear my voice right now, they can do your taxes for you. 864-859-8289. 859-8289.
Dallas has won two playoff games since 1996, the Super Bowl with Troy Aikman. They won in 2010.
Yep.
Against Philadelphia.
Right.
In the wild card game. And then they won in 15 over Detroit. 4-point win over Detroit in the wild card game.
I remember
two wins game. Since 1996 in the NFL crazy. Playoffs.
What year are you born?
93.
All right, so you've seen them in your lifetime. They won a Super Bowl.
Yes, I was 3 years old. It was a terrible day, terrible year of my life.
Final one. We got to take a break. Final one. Of the teams playing this weekend, which one has a chance to advance farther? Farthest.
Of the teams playing this weekend, the one that has a chance to advance the farthest. Defense travels in the playoffs, probably Chicago.
I would agree. Totally agree. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll open up phone calls, 654-ROAR. Love to hear from you via our text line, 986-1566, or tweet at me, at Mickey Plotter. A short break, more right after this.
One more game. One game stands between Clemson Tiger Nation and the National Championship Trophy. Clemson Tigers travel to Santa Clara for the national championship to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. For the third time in 4 years, Dabo Swinney's team of gladiators are ready for battle. And it all comes down to this, the national championship game. Monday, you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cool sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason. Because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line X of Anderson today.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3737 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3737.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, three rooms of carpet plus a free hallway, clean and sanitized for only $109. When you mention my name, Mickey Pollard, call now and book it. 558-7300. The area code 864, as you know. 558-7300. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com. At Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special. You know what that is, Mr. Or 24? Want to spell the same backwards as forwards?
What's that?
You know what it is?
That's a palindrome.
That's right. My nieces, who are listening now at the airport in Charlotte, they're going back to Dallas and then to San Francisco. They were just in Dallas. Mm-hmm. They were just in San Francisco a couple months ago. Anyway, they're going now, and at the one of the stores in the Dallas airport, they have a Taco Cat t-shirt. And so that's a big thing now. It's a fashion thing, Taco Cat, palindrome.
There you go.
So,
my sister's
know that.
Name is Hannah. Spell the same forwards as backwards.
My sister's name is Anna.
There you go.
Spell the same backwards as forwards.
How about that?
So is race car. That's the only palindromes I know. LOL. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, on our Northland communication phone line. Orange and Wright's been hanging on in Anderson, South Carolina. Good morning, Orange and Wright. How you doing?
Doing great, Miguel. How are you guys?
Man, we're very, very blessed. Hope you are, too.
Oh, yes, sir. Miggy, before the season started, I asked you if we would ever see an undefeated 15-0 team in the college football playoff era, and come Monday night, we're going to see it for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to see it for the first time. Hey, I'm going to read this later in the show. I'm going to get it to you. But Brad Edwards, ESPN, was talking about it. And he said, the thing about Monday night, this isn't just Clemson and Alabama 4. This isn't Clemson and Alabama 3.0 in the championship game. He goes, what this is perhaps two of the most talented football teams we've ever seen in college football. And he goes, reminiscent. He goes, somewhere along the lines of the biggest game in college football since the Texas and Southern Cal game. Reggie Bush and Vince Young and Matt Leinart and those guys, that this is one of those epic games of two teams like we very rarely ever see in college football.
Yeah, but the most amazing stat to me is Alabama's senior class is 55-3 and Clemson's senior class is 54-4. Think about only losing 4 games your entire career and you have to win the final game in the national championship just to tie another class for the most wins in school in college football history.
Think about it like this. I think Larry Williams and I were talking about this in Dallas the other day. What if it weren't for these other programs? For instance, Alabama, one of their losses in that 55-3 was to Clemson. The other two, was it Ole Miss were the other two? No. Ole Miss and Auburn. They lost to Auburn last year. One Ole Miss and one Auburn in there. Clemson, two of their four to Alabama. One was to Pittsburgh and one was to Syracuse. That these two teams have only lost four football games over 100 wins, only four losses when they weren't playing each other over the last 4 years. That's crazy.
Yep. As far as the game on Monday night, it seems that this year Alabama has jumped out of the gate in a lot of games.
Yes.
And taken big leads. And sometimes, I don't know if it's the way that the offensive coordinators for Clemson work, where they try to fill out how the defense is going to play them. But in some of our games, Clemson has started out a little bit slow. What causes that, and what can Clemson do to prevent, you know, seeing themselves down 14-0 against Alabama on Monday night? And I'll take your comments off the air, Mickey.
Thank you, bud. I appreciate the phone call, Orange. Right, that's a great point. Alabama blitzkriegs you early, coming out of the gates, and next thing you know, you look up. As a matter of fact, the Alabama players mentioned it at their media day, I think on Wednesday, and said scoring first and putting the other team behind the eight ball really, really makes it a difficult situation for you. I think Clemson's strength in its staff offensively is the idea that Tony Elliott is extremely well-versed in making adjustments. Whatever, he's going to show you something. You can only come up with so many different looks. He's going to show you something and see how you know, how you're going to react to it, and then he knows how to react to that. The Notre Dame game is a great example of it. I was reading, I had not watched Mr. Orr 24. I've not watched the coach's room thing, but I've taped it. I'm gonna watch it today, but I was reading some comments from those guys, and those guys made that point that Elliott made brilliant adjustments to Julian Love's injury and then to how Notre Dame was playing them, and that's why you saw more four wides, and that's why you saw Justin Ross in that slot, and that's why you saw him on the touchdown, that mm-hmm. the knowing that the safety can't cover him. And they try to disguise it. The other thing they gave a lot of credit to.
You're talking about the coach's room that they're taking away to replace with Monday Night Football guys?
I think I know what happened here.
What?
I think it's hard to get those guys together because recruiting starts in a couple days after that. I think it's hard to get those guys together in California, getting them out there. And so I think they went budget-wise or they went convenience-wise to do that. This is the first time they haven't done this in a while.
It's going to be bad.
Booger. And nobody will watch that. I can't believe that. But the point is, the other thing that they did was they gave Trevor Lawrence an awful lot of credit for recognizing defenses. And they said that the Notre Dame defensive coordinator did a great job of disguising stuff. And for a true freshman to identify the single coverage in that and to get it out of his hand in that was very, very good. Now, I'll tell you this. I think that is a huge key by Orange and Wright.
Please tell me more about how good Trevor Lawrence is.
I mean, they were raving about the guy.
I can listen to that.
Raving about the guy. I mean, the arm strength is one thing, but the understanding of where to go. And look, I think he's going to be – Saban's going to confuse him. Saban confuses every freshman. No freshman quarterback's ever beaten Saban, right? Or at Alabama.
I don't know that off the top of my head. But
so, Saban's going to do everything he can. I get it. With that said – and also,
it's going to be a weekend of firsts, or week of firsts. First team to go 15-0.
Mm-hmm.
First freshman quarterback to beat Saban in Alabama.
I hope.
You know?
I hope.
Also,
Trevor gets off to fairly slow starts, settles in himself, and looks better after the second or third drive.
Sure.
The other part of it, I think a major issue for Clemson is, and really for Alabama too, keep your quarterbacks upright. Keep those jerseys clean and those pants clean. Because if they're getting hit and getting hit hard, there is not, I told you this before, God's never made a quarterback that liked pressure in his face and liked getting hit. No one. I don't know. Erlinger the other day looked like he liked getting hit a little bit, but didn't like pressure.
Yep.
Especially on his face like that. So I think that and those guys' scrambling ability and making plays off of the scramble, all that I think is a really, really, really big factor. But in looking at big picture and long term, outside of Monday night, could it have gone any better for Trevor Lawrence in year one in that you come off, you start, you get a little bit of your first game in college goes well for you.
Mm-hmm.
First, your spring game last year went really well for you. Your first game in college goes well for you. That's your next step. Your first road game, your very first pass you throw at Texas A&M, touchdown. Didn't play that great later on. You know, had some things going on there with protection. Your next road game at Georgia Tech goes and you win the starting job. Your first start doesn't go great against Syracuse with the injury, but you come back, and from there on, your first time in Tallahassee goes unbelievable. Your first big, huge rivalry game with South Carolina goes unbelievable. Your first conference championship game goes really, really well. And then you get to college football playoff, and you're facing Notre Dame in AT&T Stadium, and that goes really well for you.
And you play arguably your best game of the season.
Right. And now you get the national championship game. The point is, next year against A&M, next year against Florida State, next year against South Carolina in Williams-Brice, next year ACC championship game against Duke. No. Next year, college football playoffs, whatever. You're so much more versed in this. Your second time around through this. Trevor's going to win a national championship.
Just think about that progression again and think about where it's culminated so far.
Mm-hmm.
You played your best game of the season if you're Trevor Lawrence on the biggest stage in the biggest stadium that you've played in.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Texas makes a good point. Johnny Football beat Saban, but he's a redshirt freshman. Yes, you're exactly right. But the point, Tua is better this year because of his experience last year. Agree?
Agreed.
Trevor next year and the following year, think about where he's headed. He's going to win one. I said this before Clemson played Alabama in the first round in Arizona. Dabo Sweeney's going to win a national championship here. Whether it's that Monday night, or the next night as it turned out, he's going to win one. Trevor's going to win one. If he wins Monday night, he's going to win more than one. You heard me.
What?
You heard me. Kind of makes me nervous. We'll take a break. We'll come back.